I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Finding healthy ways to manage stress is especially important for organ transplant candidates and recipients. Dr. Wendy Balliott is here to talk about strategies to help cope with the ups and downs of life for organ transplant patients as the pandemic continues. Dr. Balliott is a psychologist who works with patients who have chronic health conditions through the Division of Biobehavioral Medicine and Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Balliott, what's it like being a transplant candidate during this ongoing pandemic?
In the best of times, pre-pandemic, being a transplant candidate is extremely stressful. There is so much uncertainty that encompasses this patient population as they jump through a lot of hurdles to get ready to be placed on the transplant list. And then it is a waiting game, sometimes for days, sometimes weeks, months, years. And you can only imagine how the COVID-19 pandemic amplified that uncertainty. These candidates have to be healthy enough to survive transplant surgery. And so being diagnosed with COVID certainly could mean temporarily being taken off the transplant list, which could be devastating for patients.
What are the challenges for transplant recipients during this pandemic?
Transplant recipients are often afraid that they may not be protected to the same degree as others. And when it comes to the vaccine, they're seeing their friends and family return to pre-pandemic life. You know, this was particularly evident over the summer, and worry about if they were to contract COVID as a transplant recipient, how devastating that might be to their new organ.
As a health psychologist who works with transplant candidates and transplant recipients, what is your goal regarding providing help or emotional support for this group of patients?
Yeah, well, depending on the patient, I probably wear a couple of different hats. So part of my role is to provide support, obviously, as well as education, but really to allow space for these patients to explore often new feelings of depression and anxiety and kind of work on building their muscles for coping with uncertainty and learning to make room for that discomfort, because it's not going to go away. And I think that's the big piece that I work a lot on with these patients, is making room for that discomfort so that then instead of fighting that, they're able to shift their focus to what is important and meaningful and valuable in their life.
What sorts of resources are built in for organ transplant recipients or patients to reach out and find help that's kind of specific to their scenario?
One of my favorite parts of my job is doing our transplant therapy group, which is for people anywhere in the transplant process to come together and know they're not alone, being able to lay eyes on other people who have really walked the walk. So it's just really special and decreases that sense of isolation and increases the sense of connectedness when you have a liver transplant candidate meet someone who's had a liver transplant and be able to say, that could be me someday. There is hope.
Dr. Balliott, thanks for talking with us about coping and managing stress during the pandemic for transplant patients.
Thanks so much for having me, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.